Holy Week is full of surprises. On Palm Sunday, Jesus surprised his disciples and the people of Jerusalem by choosing to ride on a donkey, a humble and unexpected mode of transportation for a king. On Holy Thursday, he surprised them once again with the act of foot washing and a new commandment to love and serve others. And today, on the day of crucifixion, Jesus defied all expectations and surprised the people with his humble obedience to the plan of God. Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator of all things, the perfect and sinless man, willingly submitted himself to this painful and humiliating death on the cross. But why did Jesus do this? He did it out of immense love for each and every one of us. Jesus paid the price that we deserve for our sins so that we could be reconciled with God and have the opportunity to live with him forever. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is the ultimate act of love, mercy, and redemption. The whole life of Jesus Christ was full of love for the people, a love which reached its climax on Good Friday. On the evening before he died, Jesus said at the Last Supper, "There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." On the cross, Jesus freely laid down his life for our salvation. St. Paul rightly said, "Ordinarily, a man would not die even for a good man." But Christ proved his love by dying for us even when we are still sinners. It is truly wonderful and understandable that a man should die for his loved ones. But it is unheard of that one should die for people who have offended him and are his enemies. While Jesus was hanging on the cross, the entire congregation awaited the first words of Jesus from the cross. The executioners expected him to cry. The scribes and Pharisees expected a cry too. And they were quite sure that he who had preached, "Love your enemies and do good to them that hate you," would now forget that gospel with the piercing of feet and hands. Everyone expected a cry, but they didn't hear a cry. They heard a prayer, the soft, sweet, low prayer of pardon and forgiveness. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Jesus prayed for those who condemned him, mocked him, and nailed him to the cross. This demonstrates the kind of love Jesus has for us, forgiving and sacrificial. The death of Jesus on the cross is not an accident. It is not a misfortune. It is the very purpose for which Jesus came into this world. All the people are born in this world to live. But Jesus came into this world to die upon the cross. 6 centuries before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah, referring to the Messiah, said, "He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. Surely he was bearing our sufferings and he was carrying our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. We are healed by his wounds." It is true that Jesus came into this world to die upon the cross. It is true that Jesus marched deliberately towards the cross. God loves us. That is the heart of the Passion story. My dear friends, today we are here not to lament the death of Christ, even though we are in sorrow over our sins because of which Jesus died. Rather, we are here to rejoice in the great victory that Jesus won for us by his death on the cross. As we journey through this Good Friday, may we open our hearts to the surprising and transformative power of Jesus' sacrifice.